preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Oh, and we're very glad to be here this week.
Woohoo!
As I'm sure I'll be the first to admit, I spilt coffee.
For those of you who don't know it,
I'm a coffee drinker, okay? I spilled some coffee in the equipment here.
And blew it up!
So we had to replace the equipment. It took us off the air for a couple days, okay? You understand? But the good news is...
There's good news after that?
There's lots of good news. We are now on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you're listening to us on your favorite radio station right now, and say you just need a fix sometime during the middle of the week, you can go to animalradio.com. And you can get your fix. Because we are the first full-time animal radio channel.
Wow.
Animal Radio Network. And we'd love to hear from you at 1-866-405-8405. Our hearts go
Hello.
Out. Hi!
Hi, Klutzy.
Klutzy.
You tell him.
Why do I deserve that?
Well, gee, I don't know what you tell me.
You mean because I spilled coffee on the equipment?
Could that be it?
Yeah, that could be it.
It could be it.
Took us off the air for, what, two
days? 2 days.
What yes. You'll do for a vacation, huh?
I'm sorry, but we're back on, and we're on 24/7 too now. We're on all the time. We're full time.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, you can listen to Animal Radio anytime you want now.
Dedicated.
You know, I tried to protect him and tell everybody that the studio equipment just blew up without any details, but since he told everybody,
I didn't
you
tell
know,
everybody.
Yes,
I'm just telling
did.
The truth.
Well, I was trying to protect you, so they wouldn't know, you know?
And there was no cat in the studio to blame it on at the time.
And can you guess, let's make this a game, to enter in our no-name giveaway, can you guess how many cups of coffee are sitting on his desk right now?
Oh, let's go with 3.
Close.
Oh, dang.
There were 2.
There's that cup of coffee I've been looking for.
You know, they don't learn.
But it's not near the equipment. Notice how it's not near the equipment.
Yeah, it was on my side of the room. Yeah.
Gotta have a sippy cup. I'm gonna try to find somebody who'll even put his name on it.
Very, very funny. Did you just call to humiliate me? Is that all you called?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to.
I appreciate it.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. 1-866-405-8405.
Yeah, if you have any comments, please give us a call.
Well, by the way, Peter Singer, the great Peter Singer, is going to be on Animal Radio Network today. Now, he's a straight guy. He's real, he's mature, okay? So let's straighten it up around here, okay?
Okay.
Well, you may pride yourself in taking care of your children's dental health, but did you know it's equally as important to take care of your dog's duty?
Your dog's dental health?
Your dog's dental health. Yeah, of course. Oral disease is the number one health problem diagnosed in dogs.
I didn't know that.
And it causes a lot of other problems, too. And we have no stranger to Animal Radio. I can't count the time. We're just going to make a like a green room for you.
I should have my own room.
Dr. Jill Richardson, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
It really is important to take care of your animal's dental health, as it is any other part of their anatomy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very, very important. A lot of people think teeth are all about cosmetics and looking good.
Right.
But if your teeth aren't healthy, the rest of you isn't healthy. And pets that have nice, clean, healthy teeth are going to have a longer, healthier life.
Well, what are some of the things that can happen if their teeth aren't kept clean, you know, infection and stuff?
Well, interesting. Whenever, you know, when you're eating, I always think about this myself, too. You're eating and you get all that debris in your mouth, like the food debris and saliva, and then bacteria gets combined with it, and that's going to form plaque, which is that like that yellowy sort of smooth substance that goes on your teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When that combines with the calcium, it hardens into a tartar or calculus form, and that's the one that's a little bit more damaging to the tooth. And if that's left in there, you can actually get the bacteria can become can have an infection in there and lead to periodontal disease, which can damage the tooth and the surrounding areas where you can actually lose the tooth, or the infection can go through the bloodstream and can cause heart, kidney, and liver disease.
That's the big one there. Okay, so now I'm concerned. How do I start taking care of my dog's dental health?
Well, the first thing you need to do is, you know, when you go to your annual visit or biannual visit to your veterinarian, make sure they do check your pet's teeth and gums. And if they do see a lot of plaque and tartar, they may recommend to do a professional cleaning. And it's the same thing they do with people, except they have to sedate them. And they put them under anesthesia. The good thing is that most anesthesias out there now is very, very safe and very reliable.
Older dogs being put under anesthesia? Is there a problem with that?
Well, usually, though, you know, like I said, a lot of the anesthesia that we use nowadays are very safe. It's used in human medication. It's used in older animals very well. But they usually, with an older animal or in general, sometimes they'll run a blood panel first and just make sure everything looks good. And they may choose a certain anesthetic protocol depending on your animal's health. But even older animals, you know, can have their teeth cleaned if they need to.
Mm-hmm. Now, you can't use human toothpaste because isn't that like poisonous for your dog?
Well, it's not formulated for dogs. Whenever you're brushing your dog's teeth, you want to use one, you know, a dog or a pet toothpaste. And they also have a beef, like our Hearts dental toothpaste is beef flavored. So, you know, my dogs are not that much of a fan of mint, but they'll, you know, if you have something that tastes like beef, they'll sit there and let me brush their teeth with it.
But you shouldn't use a human toothbrush either.
Well, human toothbrushes are not really made to be, you know, to brush your dog's teeth.
No.
The pet's toothbrushes are made, you know, certain angles and things just so you can get back and brush all their, you know, along all their teeth. But interesting you brought up toothbrushing. Toothbrushing actually, other than having the veterinary clean the teeth, it's actually the best way to prevent plaque and tartar buildup in between veterinary visits. So, you know, brushing your pet's teeth daily is recommended, although, you know, I'm not sure who has time to do that. If you have an assistant, they can probably do it for you. But, you know, the average person is going to be working in things. So maybe brushing their teeth, you know, a couple of times a week or so is probably the best most people can do.
Uh-huh.
Hearts actually has this new, it's really cute, it's an electronic toothbrush.
The VMX PetVantage electric toothbrush.
Yes.
It's cool. You use one, I've heard.
I use one, yes. Yeah. You hear me in the bathroom with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has an oscillating head, and it has a long tapered end, so you can reach back. Because when you brush it, you don't just brush the front, you brush the sides and the underneath and the other ends, you know, opposite side. So you want to make sure you brush all the teeth for the pet. And when you do it like this, even if you don't have very much time, you know, with the electronic toothbrush, you can really brush the teeth very quickly. And it has an oscillating head, which is similar to what you see with in the human toothbrush market.
They're not afraid of it? Because I know when I brush my teeth with my electric toothbrush, my cats run out of the room as soon as I turn it on.
Interesting. The toy scientists behind this invention here, they actually made the mechanics behind it are very quiet, so you don't have that really, you know, that loud grinding noise like you do with the human one.
Oh, maybe I'll get one of those for myself.
And then what you can do too is when you have a new pet, you know, young puppies and, you know, young kittens really are not going to have any kind of a tooth problem. It's usually when they're older than three is when they start developing a problem.
Right.
But it's good to train them early and you know, and let them see the toothbrush. You can start out slow, put a little bit of the toothpaste on it, like the beef flavored toothpaste, to entice them so you can work with them on it. So if you train them to do it like you would any other trick, mm-hmm. as they get older, it's going to be easier for you to work with them.
I've had problems with my kittens. They usually go in the bathroom and grab my toothbrush and run around the house with it.
Yeah. See, cats like the smell of mint, not like dogs. Some dogs like mint, but, you know, in general, cats like that, you know, catnip and that minty kind of smell. So that's probably what they're drawn to it for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If you can't be brushing your dog's teeth all the time, I know there are treats that sort of help assist with clearing plaque and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, and that's true. I have three huge dogs, and I'm very, very busy. And they also, you know, I got them as they're older, so it's really hard to work with them. But they love rawhide. And PetVantage actually has Chewdent, which is flavor-infused rawhide chips and different shaped treats that actually help mechanically break off the plaque and the tartar on the teeth. And also, you know, chewing is a natural instinct that dogs have. So chewing, they like to chew, they like the flavor. And then as they're chewing, it helps clean their teeth and even freshen their breath a little bit.
Very good.
I've got to mention that the BMX Pet Vantage Flavor Infused Chew Dent is part of the No Name giveaways included in the hearts package that we're giving away. So.
Yes.
Yeah, the dog that's on the package, the large package, actually, he's a dog model and he works just for Chew Dents. When he's like photographed, we have to send him home with a bunch of Chew Dents. He loves them.
Okay, here's the big question. I got four cats.
Uh huh.
I know I should be brushing their teeth. They've got sharp, pointy teeth.
Oh, yeah.
What's the deal? What do I do?
Well, some people that are brave will try to brush their cat's teeth. It's a little bit difficult to brush a cat's teeth because cats are a little bit smarter than dogs, I think, in general. But just make sure, a lot of people get cats and they feed them a soft canned food. And they start like, because, you know, anybody's going to love that. That's like me eating candy all day long.
Right.
But they need something hard to chew on. So the best thing to do for your cat is keep your cat on a nice hard kibble. And there's many different little products and things. They'll have little treats and things you can give to your cat to help with the dental care. But the main thing is to not be tempted to put them on a canned diet. It just makes, when they're on canned diet, even dogs, like the little tiny dogs, everyone wants to give them little canned foods. Exclusively canned diets make an animal predisposed to having periodontal disease.
Now, we try to mix it up. We give them both hard and dry here in the studio.
Hard and, you mean hard and soft?
Oh.
Or hard and wet?
Yes. Hard and dry is the same thing, yes.
Yeah, if you do it.
Canned and dry.
Yeah, if you give them primarily a hard food, and it, you know, that's going to help them, you know, with their teeth. And then maybe just canned food is a treat. The other problem that pets are having a lot now is that they're obese. So giving them too much of anything that they really love can be a problem too. So you want to make sure when you do give them treats, you want to limit that. And if they really love canned food, just don't give it to them exclusively.
What about toys for the teeth?
Oh, that's another thing you can do. There's several different types of toys out there. BMX Pet Vantage has tons of them. These will have little nubs on them that will help massage the gums and actually help remove the plaque and tartar from the gums as the dog chews on them. So the abrasive action of the chew toy actually will help, you know, prevent the plaque formation and things too. And what you can do, what I do with my dogs, because I'm sort of lazy, is when I give them a treat or if I give them a little dental chew, I will put the toothpaste on it. If you have a beef flavored toothpaste,
mm-hmm.
you know, you put it on there and they go for it and they start chewing on it and they're actually brushing their own teeth.
Wow.
Because they have the little bumps are on there brushing their teeth with the pet toothpaste.
I would think that would make it easier to actually use a toothbrush after that because they would be used to the taste.
Yeah, used to the taste and they love that taste. They get drawn mm-hmm. to it. So you can keep going back with that and you know, it's easier to work with them too. So if you have a puppy and they're teething, you give them a chew toy, put a little bit of toothpaste on it. And then you can use that, and they get used to that, and you can try to smooth them over to an electronic toothbrush or a regular toothbrush to keep their teeth cleaned a little bit more, where you can control it. Because whenever they're chewing on chew toys, sometimes they'll go on one side or the other, whereas with the toothbrush, you're going to be able to hit all the different surfaces of the tooth.
Very good.
I've just been memoed during this interview that in the Hearts VMX Pet Vantage gift basket, which is part of the No Name giveaway, it's divided into four sections. There's the VMX Pet Vantage Essentials Pet and Clean portion. There's the VMX Pet Vantage Essentials Botanicals portion, the VMX Pet Vantage Playtime portion, and then the VMX Pet Vantage Oral Hygiene portion, which includes the electric toothbrush, the Chewdent, NutriClean chews, three different varieties.
Those are good. My dogs love them.
Do they?
Yes.
I bet you.
They were on the test for that, on the flavor.
Oh, yeah.
The problem was they ate everything. You couldn't tell which one they liked the best.
What about the pigskin twist with chicken? How'd they do with that?
They love that. They love it.
Also, the Take Two Rawhide and Pigskin Oinkies.
Anything like that they love. There was one thing we came out with once, and like a vitamin a sample or something, and they hated it. But other dogs love it. I don't know. But they just love the NutriClean one time they broke into a box of it, an eight-hole box of it at my house one day. But they were, you know, we use a lot of our pets to try things out with the different flavors and stuff. Uh-huh. The only problem is my dogs are just crazy about anything. They love to eat it. They're a little bit overweight too. Yeah, but they but their teeth are gorgeous.
I bet they are. Also,
and they're older.
Included in it is the canine cleaner dog toy. Now, did your dogs get to try out the cleaner dog toy?
They do. They have that. They have everything that we make. And at first, it sort of scared them at first. So I had to you know, get them used to it because they're huge. They're like, my dogs are like between 100 to 185 pounds, but they're big chickens. So when they see something new, they're sort of cautious of it for a while. But they love it. I put some toothpaste on it, and they just chew it away. And like I said, they got the most beautiful teeth.
they should
win an award for their teeth with their age.
Very good.
Yeah. We should have the cleanest, whitest teeth contest.
That's true.
Very, very good. Jill, we appreciate you spending time with us today.
Well, anytime. I love it. I love being on your show.
You're always welcome. Yeah. Dr. Jill Richardson. We will speak with you soon.
And for more information, if you visit hearts.com, there's plenty of information about how you can keep your pet's teeth healthy and clean.
I was just going to say that, but you said it for me. There you go. Every time I talk to her, I get this southern drawl afterwards.
Come on, let's get back to the right accent. Accent here.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, a dog that dialed 911 and got in trouble. Animal Radio, brought to you by Comfort Zone. Don't forget to visit the Comfort Zone booth at the San Diego Pet Expo, September 24th and 25th, where you can pick up on all kinds of gifts, including Comfort Zone with DAP for dogs and Feel Away for cats. Also, NSLF, feline herpes virus, one of the most common and most contagious infectious viruses in cats. It's also incurable. The good news is now that there's a safe, effective, and easy way to manage feline herpes virus. Ask your veterinarian about NSLF. The next best thing to a cure. There's more Animal Radio on the way. Stick around.
It was a shock to find out that our cat Jake has chronic kidney disease. Still, we're lucky. Our vet started Jake on a renal support program that includes Apacadin, a new nutritional supplement that helps support normal kidney function. Jake even loves the taste of Apacadin powder. If your dog or cat has chronic kidney disease, take heart. It is possible to slow down the disease and to help your pet feel better and live longer. Ask your veterinarian about Apacadin, the renal function protectant.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you,
it's
like a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it, and it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
I guess, Doc, what I'm saying is I've got behavior problems.
Yeah.
I'm nervous all the time, running in circles, barking.
Well, you are a golden retriever.
But it's bark, bark, bark for no reason, mm-hmm. And I tear things up. I ate some kid's homework.
No, so you chewed up some paper.
It was on his laptop.
Oh.
I jump on people,
mm-hmm.
Knock grandma flat.
Ouch.
Now I have to stay out in the backyard. Next stop's the pound, Doc.
Well, I have something to help.
You do?
Comfort Zone with DAP. I'm plugging this DAP diffuser into the wall. Now take a deep breath. Remember the peace and security you felt around your mother when you were a puppy?
Uh-huh. Hey, I'm feeling that right now.
Your mother gave off a special pheromone that comforted and reassured you.
She did.
Comfort Zone reproduces that feeling. No more barking or tearing things up.
Yeah, and I could be with my family again.
Mm-hmm. Good boy. Here, now take them my bill.
Comfort Zone with DAP helps control destructive dog behavior with calming pheromones, just like Mom used to make. Get more details at PetSmart, Petco, Doctors Foster and Smith, PetComfortZone.com, or your favorite pet shop.
Hi, this is Melanie Griffith. Every year, millions of animals wander away from home, and tragically, most are never reunited with their family. Now there's a way to help a stray animal find its way home. It's called Pets 911. To locate a lost pet or post one that has been found, simply call 1-888-PETS-911 and help ensure a better future for our pets.
Animal Radio is a proud partner of Pets911.com.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
Some people teach their dog to sit, maybe shake hands or catch a frisbee. But a New Jersey woman tried to teach her dog how to dial 911 and ended up in a lot of trouble. Sylvia D'Antonio admitted placing three late-night 911 calls to the Parsippany, New Jersey Police Department. The police dispatcher was alarmed because when the calls were picked up, the only communication was heavy breathing. The calls were traced and three squad cars raced to D'Antonio's home, only to find her trying to teach her German Shepherd how to call for help. The police were not amused and slapped her with a summons for disorderly conduct. Maybe she should have tried teaching him how to order a pizza first. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people too. Animal Radio.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Well, the summer giveaway, the no-name summer giveaway, is getting near its finale.
Well, there's one more item I think we'll be adding.
There's
soon.
One more item that we'll be adding. Actually, announcing next week what the item is. Is it next week?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Next week will be the final item.
And it's a very special one. Well, they're all very special. And I don't have a lot of time, so let me cut through the...
Let's just tell them what's in it.
Okay, the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner. The Steps for Pets Cat Condo and Doghouse.
The Lowe's Hotel Pumped Up Pet Package Weekend.
From eSafety Alert, the Safety Turtle Receiver and Transmitter.
From Stones of Glass, the Sun Catcher.
From Puppy Paws, the Sterling Silver Puppy Charm Ankle Bracelet. Also the Mother of Heart Crystal Puppy Paw Pendant.
From Samsung Electronics, the SCXL051 Sports Camcorder.
That's the SCX105L.
105L Sports Camcorder.
I realize that's the first time in this whole contest
that
you've actually read that
it.
From the Lunar Embassy, two parcels of land on Venus or Mars. From the Fat Cat, a whole bunch of great stuff. You could see pictures of it online for your cats and from your dog. From Hearts, the VMX Pet Vantage gift basket. Also another basket that is just gigantic. You can find out all that's in it by going online to animalradio.com, okay? You qualify by sending us your empty ink cartridges. You call us 1-866-405-8405. We'll send you that postage paid envelope. You send in your cartridges. It's simple as that. For every four cartridges, we qualify you once for the contest. You can qualify as many times as you want prior to the end of September, okay? Animal Radio is brought to you by Comfort Zone with DAP. The DAP spray is great for traveling in the car or plane or to the vet. Just spray 8 to 10 pumps into the carrier or car 15 minutes before placing your dog inside to make his trip more comfortable and soothing. Check them out at farnandpet.com. Animal Radio is also brought to you by Lowe's. Determined to be the most kid-friendly and pet-friendly hotel chain with fantastic welcome amenities for kids and pets alike, Lowe's has introduced healthy menu options for its pet room service menu, as well as its healthy kids menu. Lowe's has great summer rates. Check it out. Summer bungalows. www.loweshotels.com/summer. Also, Samsung. Check out the new SCX-105L. Multifunctional. It's a cool camera. We were checking it out yesterday. All the things that it does. It's a digital still camera, an MP3 player, a voice recorder, data storage, a webcam, all of that, including a sports camcorder. It's the SCX-105L from Samsung. Check it out at Samsung.com. Steps for Pets. They use all the best materials and stand behind all their dog mentions and cat condos. Check out the cat condo featured at Animal Radio's webcam, $169 plus free shipping. Visit stepsforpets.com, stonesofglass.com for your personalized keepsakes. The Suncatcher, we're giving it away in the no-name giveaway. It'll be personalized to a picture of your pet. They have all kinds of great artwork. stonesofglass.com. We'll be back with more Animal Radio. Stick around.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Okay, so you have feline herpes virus. It's incurable. It could flare up again.
And it's contagious.
Relax. Just ask your veterinarian for Anacil F, a nutritional supplement that helps manage herpes virus. It's safe, effective, delicious. And comes in cool dial-a-dose syringes. I've been taking it for weeks, and I feel great.
You've got this herpes thing, too?
Lots of cats have it. Thank goodness for Anacil F, the next best thing to a cure.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Well, it happens about monthly that I get a reality check. I realize how sane I am when we get Annie Bruce on the phone. Annie is like a cat fanatic, just an awesome lady, but she's crazy. You're crazy, right? You'll admit it. You're a self-admitted crazy lady, right?
I have to admit it. You know, I can come clean with that one. My friends know it. My husband knows it. Everybody knows how crazy.
It's no secret. Very good. You're in Boulder. People call up all the time. They say, where is she from? She sounds crazy, like California-like. You're in Boulder, which is a fairly liberal, animal-loving town, isn't it?
Yes, it's like 40 square miles surrounded by reality.
Exactly.
But I'm originally from Detroit.
Yeah, which is really reality, huh?
Yeah, that was a fun time. There's a lot of great people in Detroit, but I like living in Boulder now. I still have my hubcaps in them, you know.
Nothing's been stolen. And you still got your kitties, your black cats. You're a big black cat lover.
Yes, black cats. Did you know that actually the black cat was the very first solid cat to come on the scene?
You mean solid color?
Solid color.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Before that, they were either spotted or striped.
I didn't know that.
You
learn something.
You know, I guess what upsets me is I always see them in the shelters. They're like the last ones to be adopted.
They are. In fact, I was just in my local shelter this last week, and more than half the cats I noticed in there were black.
Why is that?
I think a lot of people overlook them, and they don't realize that the black cat is really super smart and intelligent and actually brings good luck. I think they're more attracted to the patterns and the colors of other cats, but if you're looking for a cat, please don't overlook the black cat, because they are really fine.
They are awesome cats, and we have one who's like a Diablo black cat.
But, well, he's got a little bit of white. He's not
does, yeah, he's not full black cat.
No, he's not pure black cat.
You know, back in the Egyptian time, they worshipped cats.
Yeah, I knew that.
And we've probably mentioned before, they shaved their eyebrows off when the cat died.
Oh, really? You mean as in, like, mourning? They would shave their eyebrows off?
Yeah, they would shave their eyebrows in mourning. But my question is, I wonder if they shaved their legs and armpits.
At the same time. Oh, I don't think so.
I thought you were going to say they shaved the eyebrows of the cat.
Anyway, way back in the Dark Ages, people started thinking that cats were tools of the devil because cats have got that reflective mechanism behind their retina. That their eyes glow in the dark, and plus they're able to predict weather. And because of that, the church thought they were part of Satan, and they tried to kill off all the cats.
Hmm. What do you mean predict the weather? I didn't know they predict the weather, did they?
Yeah, cats, they will lick a certain part of their ear if it's about to rain.
Really?
Some people noticed that they were able to predict weather bad. And so the church thought they were tools of the devil, and they decided to try and kill them off. Well, they almost went extinct. And as a result, over a third of the population in England or in Europe died. 27 million people died because rats and mice started taking over the place, spreading the bubonic plague.
And
shot themselves in the arm, didn't they?
Yes, they...
And what's the deal? Willard Scott predicts the weather. No one's saying he's the devil.
Well, times have changed. We know that cats are actually very sensitive. They can actually predict earthquakes before our scientific equipment. So.
And then they're saying, we actually spoke to someone earlier on the show that says that dogs, I know that you're not a big dog fan, but you know, we're bi-species here, that they actually can smell disease. And what were they saying? Smelling diseases. We had epileptic.
Epileptic can predict an epileptic
seizure.
Oh, yes.
Can smell the changes that the human puts out while if they're going to go into a seizure. And also the changes in your body with cancer that the dogs can actually smell the cells.
Now, you see, these animals know much more than us humans. I'm telling you now, they're much smarter than us, and that's why they're keeping their mouths shut. They actually know how to speak English. They just know they shouldn't.
Well, you know, speaking of cats' vocabulary, they actually know over 100 words.
100 words? English words or their words?
Their words.
Okay.
And I guess it consists of 13 vowels and 7 to 8 consonants.
Really?
And I heard once that dogs only know about 10 words. Now, I don't know how true that is, but I know that cats know over 100 words.
It was written by a cat.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what those words are, too. So there's like meows that mean words, huh?
I guess so. I know my Lincoln. He says the same word all the time, and I think it means, look at me.
Yeah, and what is that word? Well, how does it sound?
He goes, meow. And it's always the same. Now, Louie's got a bunch of different words.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he's got all sorts of different sounds, but...
Well, what are some of Louie's words? What are some of his big words?
Well, I don't know exactly what they sound like, but they translate to this. Let me outside.
Yes.
Time to eat. Time to play. Time to love me. Time for hugs and kisses.
He's a real demanding cat.
Oh, Louie is something else.
We have Boog, our cat, when he says, cow, is what it sounds like, cow.
That means he wants to go outside.
Yeah, he wants to go outside.
Yeah.
So he does have words, and I believe he understands a little bit of our English. He does go get the newspaper on Sundays when Judy says, let's go get the newspaper.
Yeah,
he'll hop in the car and they'll...
He likes his little Sunday drive to go get the newspaper.
Okay, what other cat trivia?
You know, a lot of people think that cats kill a lot of birds. Well, I've got this book here. It's called Fun Facts About Cats.
Yeah.
And it says in here, in a careful study, only 4% of cat diet consisted of birds.
Ooh. So they're just a scapegoat, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess they're getting blamed for a lot of stuff. And in fact, in another book, the Cat Lover's Book of Fascinating Facts, 90% birds escape cat attacks versus 20% mice.
Now, you say that 4% is their diet. They don't just kill the birds for sport, do they, and not eat them? Or cats usually do it if they're going to...
I notice they play a lot with the things that they bring in without eating them. Like, they'll bring you the mouse, and they'll play with it, and they'll never even touch it.
There's some mice that they kill, but they won't eat. I think it's the deer mice.
The deer mice. They don't taste as good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, something about they don't taste as good.
Chewy.
Now, how old are your cats?
Well, we have a
6 year old,
six and a five and
a three and a one.
Yeah, because Bob right now is 20.
Wow, you're joking. 20?
Yeah, Bob is 20, and she's lost her hearing, so she yells at me a lot.
I want you to notice, ladies and gentlemen, how she says she has lost her hearing.
Bob's actually a girl.
Yeah.
It's a long story about how that came about, but... But, yeah, she's 20, and I guess the average age is about 15 to 20 for cats.
Yeah.
That's indoor cats,
indoor
correct?
Cats, yes.
Well, it's hard to say because there's actually, I saw on the internet that there's some feral cats that are, you know, like 20 years old.
Wow.
It could happen. It could happen.
Yeah.
So is Bob spry?
Yes, she actually still jumps up on the counter.
Yeah.
And she still... bars with Lincoln.
She's going to outlive you.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. I was thinking, so the oldest living cat was 36 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And his name was Puss in England.
England.
Now, I wonder this. Okay, if
mean people live a long time. Does that mean this cat, Puss, who lived 36 years, was a mean cat?
It could be.
Oh, no, we're in trouble with Nike.
Yeah. He's going to outlive all of us.
Oh, yeah. That little studio guy on four wheels. Oh, boy.
Hey, well, there you go. Annie,
you know,
yes?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, there's something else I learned about cats.
Oh, yes?
That cats' claws are all white.
All white? They're never
black.
Out of color.
No, dogs, you have both black and white nails. So it's kind of hard to trim because you can't see the quick. But with cats, they're all white.
Okay. That's an interesting fact there, Judy. I have about a minute left here.
Oh, okay.
So why don't you go ahead and give us the big trivia?
Well, I want to give a story.
This
10-year-old girl in Mexico was struck by a car and went into a coma. A stray black cat came into the house, and they named them the cat Mogul, entered her room through a window, jumped out of her bed, started snuggling with this
little
girl that
mm-hmm.
was in a coma.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother noticed that the girl's hand started moving.
Wow.
And in fact, 8 days later, the girl came out of the coma and started talking. But as soon as she recovered, the cat disappeared.
Wow.
This isn't the first story I've heard where a cat came by and saved somebody and then left again.
A hit and run, sort of.
Yeah. Or a save and run.
Yeah. Moving on to the next.
Yeah, and also, too, I must bring out the point that this was a black cat, and I keep saying black cats bring good luck.
There you go. There you have it.
There
Miss
you
Annie,
go.
Annie, the expert.
What's your website?
It's goodcatswearblack.com.
Oh, how strange. Goodcatswearblack.com. Of course, we'll link to it from animalradio.com, and we really enjoy your visits. Now I must get back to reality.
Thank you, Helen, Judy.
Thank you.
Love you lots. The great Peter Singer is up next on Animal Radio.
Okay, so you have feline herpes virus. It's incurable. It could flare up again.
And it's contagious.
Relax. Just ask your veterinarian for Anacil F, a nutritional supplement that helps manage herpes virus. It's safe, effective, delicious. And comes in cool dial-a-dose syringes. I've been taking it for weeks, and I feel great.
You've got this herpes thing, too?
Lots of cats have it. Thank goodness for Anacil F, the next best thing to a cure.
When Farnham Companies introduced Animal Radio to Comfort Zone, we immediately knew we had a great product on our hands. We noticed that our multi-cat studio became a more tolerable environment. Within days, behaviors such as urine markings had ended. That's because Comfort Zone stimulates pheromones that help our cats feel more comfortable and at ease. Comfort Zone is also available for dogs and helps to control destructive canine behaviors such as chewing, excessive barking, and house soiling. Come join us at the San Diego Pet Expo at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, September 24th and 25th. We'll be at the Comfort Zone booth and we'll have some great stuff for you. You can get more details online at animalradio.com. And for more information about Comfort Zone, go to petcomfortzone.com.
Hi, this is Melanie Griffith. Every year, millions of animals wander away from home, and tragically, most are never reunited with their family. Now there's a way to help a stray animal find its way home. It's called Pets 911. To locate a lost pet or post one that has been found, simply call 1-888-PETS-911 and help ensure a better future for our pets.
Animal Radio is a proud partner of Pets911.com.
This is Animal Radio.
Network. Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Peter Singer.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, how are you doing?
Pretty good.
What city are we calling you in?
Princeton.
New Jersey.
Princeton, New Jersey, that's it.
Very well. Well, you have... Now, do you have two new books out? I'm trying to figure this out here. Is it just one or two new books?
Well, define new for me, I guess, is the...
Okay, well, I know that In Defense of Animals, the
right.
second wave, has just come out. Is that correct?
That is correct. That's the one that's really new, yes.
Very good.
I also have an anthology called The Moral of the Story.
Yes, that's what I...
An anthology of ethics through literature. The Moral of the Story is intended to... show the way in which literature, that is extracts from novels, short stories, plays, poems raise moral questions. So it's a collection of, what I think is really great reading, really good writing from writers like Shakespeare and Jane Austen, as well as moderns like Ian McEwan and Nick Hornby and so on, with extracts, maybe just a poem, maybe 10 pages or 15 pages, that contains a self-contained scene that makes you think about a moral question. What should you do in this sort of situation?
Well, I got to tell you, this is an honor. This is sort of like speaking to someone who you've always
admired and looked up to.
And thought very highly of.
No, thank you.
You were appointed a professor of bioethics at Princeton, is that correct? That's why you're there, huh?
That's why I'm here. Yes, I've been here 6 years now.
Wow.
A lot of different views at the time.
Yes, there was quite a lot of protest when I first started teaching. Not from within the university. It was mostly outsiders. It was people coming from pro-life groups from around the whole country, in fact. Steve Forbes, who was then trying to win the Republican nomination for the presidential election of 2000, and who's a Princeton alumni and a donor to Princeton, said that he would refuse to make any further donations to Princeton if my appointment was not rescinded.
Wow.
But Princeton was not fazed by that. They stand up for academic freedom and the rights of people to say what they want, and the rights of their professors, to make the best academic appointments, irrespective of opposition.
Isn't that wonderful?
So still here. It's great. It's one of the really good things about the university system, that it still preserves that value.
I'm looking at a paragraph in, I guess this is the Financial Times. Boy, I was caught reading the Financial Times. And it says that you contend that some animals, such as chimpanzees and gorillas, have more moral significance than severely mental disabled human beings. A statement that could catch a lot of people off guard.
A lot of my views start from the idea that simply being a member of the species Homo sapiens is not enough to make you unique or special, right? I mean, we tend to think that. We tend to give the idea that our species is so wonderful and that every member of the species is somehow far superior in worth to every other being, to a cow or a pig or a dog or a chimpanzee.
Mm-hmm.
And I question that. I question it, for much the same reason I think that I would question if anyone said, well, being of European descent makes you better, being a white person makes you better. I just think that these kind of attempts to draw boundaries around a biological or quasi-biological group is not really right. You have to look at the characteristics and qualities of individuals. It's a tragic fact, perhaps, but it's just a fact that there are some humans who have suffered brain damage, perhaps, at birth, or maybe they, because of some genetic abnormality, really are not at the same mental level as a chimpanzee. While, of course, there might be humans who love and cherish that human being, and that's fine, I think you couldn't really say that in any way that human being has more worth in the world than a chimpanzee, who is obviously very well able to relate to other chimpanzees. Chimpanzees form close social groups. They clearly know each other. They have deep emotional lives. So, why should we deny that that these things give them a worth, that someone who's just lying there in a bed, basically, not able to respond to anything, does not have?
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that the cognitive ability is the criteria for defining whether or not something should live or not?
Well, I certainly think it's the criteria for deciding how important it is, how serious it is to end a being's life or something of that sort. I think if a being has no cognitive capacities at all, can't feel anything, isn't conscious in any way, I don't think that there's a problem. But once you have consciousness, well, certainly have something that you ought to be concerned about. But maybe, there are other things on top of consciousness that mean you ought to be even more concerned.
How do we teach our youth to value animals more, to value them as much as people?
I think the main thing is that we should teach them is to empathize with animals in their capacity for suffering and distress, and not just physical pain, but also things like suffering from loneliness or boredom if they're kept or confined in ways that are not suitable to them. These are beings who can feel, who are aware of their world, of their existence. Consider that that's, you know, how would we like it if we were in that situation? Now, that's obviously a bit crude, but if you're asking about educating children, I think it's reasonable to ask them to put that question, not to imagine that it's going to be exactly the same for a dog or a cat or a pig or a cow as it would be for us, but you know, to think a little bit about what it's like from the animal's point of view.
Very good.
We have Peter Singer on Animal Radio Network. The new book, In Defense of Animals, The Second Wave.
I just hope that, you know, people who will take a look at this and sort of think about the variety of tactics that can be used to advance the cause of animals, and particularly emphasizing non-violent tactics that, you know, every individual who wants to do something about animals, I think, can read these essays and say, you know, yes, there are ways in which I can make a difference. Especially, I guess I'd like to say, since we haven't talked, especially farm animals. Seems to me that's, you know, such a big issue. The numbers of animals, 10 billion animals killed for food in the United States each year. That's where a lot of the focus has to be, I think. We hear a lot about companion animals, dogs and cats and so on, but pigs and cows and chickens can suffer just as much, and I think that's where a lot of the attention needs to go.
Very good. Great
words from Peter Singer. In Defense of Animals, I have 10 copies to give away.
Yes, we do.
1-866-405-8405. You can get this just about anywhere. Another great writing. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Good talk to you.
We're out of time. Remember, if you get an animal this week,
spay or neuter.
And remember, never buy from a breeder. There's no need to do that. Go to a breed rescue, plenty online. And we're also 24/7 now. Go to animalradio.com to get your fix of Animal Radio 24/7 anytime. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
You're quite the dancer there. Didn't
What's
realize
this
that.
Music? Yeah, I got it going on over here.
I bet you do. Welcome to Hour 2 of Animal Radio Network. And I wanted to mention this last hour, and I didn't get a chance to mention this. All of our folks that are listening on WIBR 1300 in Baton Rouge, our hearts go out to you and all the horrible weather that you had last week. And we'll actually be focusing within the next couple of weeks on what's happening in the animal world and the aftermath of Katrina. But this hour, though, we're kind of focusing not on dogs, not on cats, but, well, turtles, MTV, reptiles, farm animals.
Wow.
Kind of off what we regularly do.
Yeah, but we cover the whole thing. We cover all animals.
Because it is Animal Radio Network, and boy, we've been talking a lot of herp recently, if you know what I mean. We're going to do that again. I have a very special friend on the phone. Hi, Holly.
Hi.
Holly Friedland with us, and you are with the Mid-Atlantic Reptile Show, is that correct?
That's right.
But you're able to answer questions on behalf of Mars, which is the Reptile and Amphibian Rescue.
That's right.
Okay, good. Well, it's exciting. You have a show coming up. September 17th. Is that when it starts?
Yes, it's September 17th and 18th.
And where is it at?
It's at the Maryland State Fairgrounds, which is just north of Baltimore.
Okay, so you want to be listening up if you're listening on WCTR or WHFC, anywhere in the Baltimore area. If you plan to be in the Baltimore area, it's in Timonium, which is, I guess, the northern side of Baltimore. Is that correct?
Yes, it's the north side.
At the 4-H Hall. Saturday, September 17th from 10 a.m. to 4:30, and then September 18th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. A lot of things going on. Plus, I understand you have a special guest, Mark O'Shea, there, who's, doesn't he do an Animal Planet show or something like that?
Yes, he does, and he's also written several books.
And he's introducing a book there, I understand, too.
Yes, it's called Venomous Snakes of the World, and
okay.
He'll be there. He'll be selling the books and signing them and that sort of thing also, and he's going to be doing like a Q&A for people there and be a good opportunity to ask questions.
Reptiles and the Rainforest, an art exhibit. What's going on with that? What's that all about?
Well, each year we have a bunch of artwork that's done by kids, and we have a display of that at the show.
There's actually going to be reptiles there for sale?
Yes, we have about 170 tables, and different vendors are at the various tables selling their animals and supplies and books and food and all sorts of things.
And I just found out that Anita and Alan Salzberg that they've actually been on.
Oh, they've both been on the show.
Increased our reptile and herp listenership.
Yes, they
twofold
have.
Twofold is what they've done. They're going to be signing books there. The book Confessions of a Turtle Wife, which is of course Anita's book.
Yeah, they've never been to our show before, so we're pretty excited that they're coming.
Very good. Their first time.
You're raising funds?
Yes, we raise money to buy rainforest and critical habitat, and we've purchased almost 3,000 acres at this point.
Wow.
Where is this land at?
It's in Costa Rica in three different areas.
I think that's great. And then also the Mars Reptile and Amphibian Rescue, where you placed over 720 animals, reptiles, I assume, in adoptive homes, which is great. These animals, that there is a rescue for reptiles. What kind of reptiles do you have there, and can anyone adopt, and is there a website?
Yes, you can get an adoption application on our website, which is reptileinfo.com. And we have lots of ball pythons and boas and Burmese pythons and green iguanas and savannah monitors.
How many do you have? What do you have?
What do I have myself?
Yes, you personally.
Well, I have a wide variety of pets. I have a couple skinks and a couple leopard geckos, corn snakes. I have a tarantula. I have a hedgehog, a dog, a couple parrots.
And they all get along, huh?
Yeah.
You have a zoo.
Like, okay, check it out if you're in the Baltimore area, the Mid-Atlantic Reptile Show. It's the 13th annual.
Wow.
Saturday, September 17th, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. September 18th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. is there a website we can learn more at?
Yes, it's reptileinfo.com.
And we'll put a link from animalradio.com. Have fun this year.
Okay, thank you.
There you go.
For not you, exciting.
Herp lovers. Yeah, I wish I was in that Baltimore area.
We should have planned for it.
So that's a different kind of animal lover, and it takes all kinds of animal lovers. Many animal lovers have kind of a different diet, too, and I have one of those on the phone. Special lady. Hi, Jill. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
Very good. We have Jill Abrams. Abrams.
Abraham.
Jill Abraham.
You're Abrams.
Jill Abraham on the phone with us. You work for the Earth, first and foremost. But your foundation, what is it?
Well, the campaign that we're doing is the Positive Alternatives Campaign.
Okay.
It's actually not an organization per se. It's not. It's just a group of people who got together and started a campaign.
And tell us a little bit about what the campaign's about.
The campaign is to promote earth-friendly and animal-friendly products to mainstream marketplace. And we're starting in Seattle, Washington.
Good place.
Yeah, it's incredibly vegan and vegetarian-friendly here.
Yes, it is. And so what are you doing to promote it?
Well, we're having a huge fashion show on September 8th. Wait a second.
Doesn't fashion show usually mean fur and stuff like that?
Fur, leather.
Well, that's what's so beautiful about this one, is that we're doing everything is faux.
Okay.
So we're working with designers nationwide to get non-leather shoes. We're getting faux furs that are just gorgeous from Fabulous Furs.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, we're getting all the makeup, all of the everything that the models are wearing is completely vegan, so it's completely animal-free. All the way down to accessories, to shoes, to eyeliner, I mean, everything. So it's just incredible, too, how all of the companies and designers have come together to make that happen.
Oh, I'm glad to see them step up to the plate. So you're going to do this in Washington. See, there's that lizard again. Do you see that lizard? Look, there's a lizard right there.
Okay.
You see?
Yes.
I'm telling them there's a lizard in the studio and no one believes me. It's walking across the window. You're doing this in the Washington area. How about anywhere else? Do you plan to branch off, this anywhere else?
That's the part of the campaign that's going to start after this fashion show, and we've already had requests to repeat the fashion show in other places.
Okay.
And what we'd like to see happen is that we're going to get in touch with animal groups nationwide and have them see about promoting in stores the Positive Alternatives campaign. And the way that looks is that if stores decide, let's say you go into a store and you present to them the idea of Positive Alternatives and they like the idea and they want to create some sort of market for their clientele, we will provide them with material to get them into the Positive Alternatives campaign, and they'll be listed as a participant on our website.
Oh, very good. And anyone could go to the website, and it's positivealternatives.com. What are they going to find there?
It's actually positive with the hyphen, so it's positive-alternatives.com.
I said that. I just said it really fast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, positive hyphen. Yeah.
What was your question?
What are they going to find at the website there?
Oh, they're going to find the sponsors who are sponsoring the event, the fashion show this time.
Okay.
And they're also going to find designers who have signed the Positive Alternatives pledge cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a category, which is the Positive Alternatives fur free pledge card.
Okay.
Which is if stores decide that they will commit to never selling fur again, we'll list them in both categories. So they have the option to choose if that's something that they want to do. We are talking with Nordstrom's right now about the Fabulous Fur line.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And we've presented to them a whole presentation of the Fabulous Furs, and they're looking at them. They're looking at the prices for their to put into their stores.
Well, I hope they'll do it.
Oh, I think it would be incredible, and I think that's the idea of the campaign, is that if people knew what they can get and it's just available more readily in stores, then they'll buy it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's how we're going to help. We'll give you a free advertisement for the store if they sign up with you. You can go ahead and tell them we'll give them a free advertisement because they're doing the right thing.
Wow, cool.
You like that?
I will get some more details on how we can work that out.
Beautiful. If somebody wants to learn more, let's say they're just getting into the whole world of treating, buying things that are humane, where can they learn more?
They can go the, let's see, there's so many online.
What's the best site for you?
What's that?
What's the best site for you, do you think?
The best site for me is Pangea.
Okay.
Which is pangeaveg.com.
That's pangeaveg.com, and we'll put a link from animalradio.com.
Yep, they're incredible for shoes, for food, for my company, Simple Treats, which is vegan baked goods, is incredible for vegan baked goods. And so we do all sorts of cookies individually wrapped with everything is vegan, and we have about 100 flavors on our website.
And you mail it across the country?
Yes. Actually, what we're working on, my sister's in Vermont, and she's working on retail, so people who order custom orders order from her, and I'm working on getting Simple Treats distributed in all of the health food stores nationwide.
Very good.
So that's my end of it. So people, if they order from the online store, they'd be ordering from Ellen. And if they order from me, it's because they have a market and they want to sell the products in their market.
Very good. And we'll put links from the animalradio.com website. We appreciate you spending time with us, and we think what you're doing is awesome. And best of luck to the fashion show. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you so much.
There you go. From, Baltimore to Washington. We're working our way around the world, trying to give you all the animal news that makes us the number one animal show in America. Brought to you by VMX Pet Vantage. To keep your pet clean and smelling fresh, VMX Pet Vantage offers a line of premium shampoos, conditioners, and grooming aids for your dog's every need. Now, when we come back, we're going to be yapping a little about MTV.
MTV?
We're going to the Caribbean and MTV.
I don't get the connection.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condo.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
A city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to animalradio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
Stepsforpets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Stepsforpets.com.
Pets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get two furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
When Farnham Companies introduced Animal Radio to Comfort Zone, we immediately knew we had a great product on our hands. We noticed that our multi-cat studio became a more tolerable environment. Within days, behaviors such as urine markings had ended. That's because Comfort Zone stimulates pheromones that help our cats feel more comfortable and at ease. Comfort Zone is also available for dogs and helps to control destructive canine behaviors such as chewing, excessive barking, and house soiling. Come join us at the San Diego Pet Expo at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, September 24th and 25th. We'll be at the Comfort Zone booth and we'll have some great stuff for you. You can get more details online at animalradio.com. And for more information about Comfort Zone, go to petcomfortzone.com.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908. Now.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very well. We're with Kate Walker. You work for Farm Sanctuary?
Yes, I'm the placement coordinator for Farm Sanctuary's New York and California shelters.
So that probably means that you're spending most of your days trying to find locations for animals to go to?
Yes, I do.
Wow. And what kind of animals are these? Because I'm thinking Farm Sanctuary, you must deal with probably bigger than we're used to here at the studios.
Yes, we work primarily with factory-farmed animals. So that would include cattle, sheep, goats, waterfowl, chickens, and also turkeys.
Wow.
And also rabbits in a smaller capacity.
We got a press release from you. Well, not from you specifically, but from Farm Sanctuary. And it's talking about a scheme of, well, it's a bird shipment scheme, I guess is what it is.
Yes.
And maybe you could tell our listeners exactly what it is.
Sure. Unfortunately, in the United States, it is legal to ship poultry, and of primary concern in this issue is that they can ship day-old poultry.
Wow.
And in this case, we had day-old chicks and also young turkeys that were shipped through the United States mail.
they've why?
Also, why?
Yes.
It's the cheapest way of transporting them, essentially. It all comes down to money.
What, was someone buying these chicks?
The chicks were being purchased from a hatchery. There were originally 100 chicks purchased. They were shipped to a post office, I believe, in Pennsylvania. And when they arrived there, they were left there for actually several days before the package containing the chicks was picked up.
Oh, my gosh.
And during this time, since it is against the law to tamper with mail, the package cannot be opened legally.
Uh-huh.
So the package was left sealed, and when the person came to pick up the chicks, looked in the box, about half of them were dead. So he denied shipment, which would mean that, again, going with the law, the post office should have returned the package to the hatchery. But luckily, the mail handlers recognized that none of the birds would make the trip back. So So instead they contacted the Humane Association, which came and picked up the birds.
God, that is so hard to believe with all the postal regulations on
chemicals.
Well,
but that's legal. That is legal. Is that correct?
Yes, it's definitely legal. And actually, in the past, some airlines have recognized how inhumane this is, and also it is an inconvenience to them. And they have, I believe Delta was one of them, that began refusing shipment and would not ship live birds. And recently a law was passed, I believe by Congress, saying that they must carry these birds. And there are still some airlines that are kind of going around the law and trying not to do so. But it is well within the law to ship live animals.
Were these birds supposed to be, were they shipped in an egg and then they hatched, or were they shipped already hatched?
The turkeys were shipped as eggs, as incubated eggs, and the chicks were shipped as day old. So basically, as soon as they hatched, they were put in this box and sent across the country.
Without food or ventilation?
They have ventilation, but with 100 birds in one box, it's still difficult, and many do suffocate.
Okay.
What, food, water, nothing?
Generally, no. No food or water.
Well, this is, unfortunately, not isolated.
Right.
Things like this happen all the time, you can attest to.
Yes.
What are some of the more strange things? I'm more interested in your job, moving big live animals around the country.
We have a lot of strange things. We do get a lot of really, really odd calls. A couple of years ago, we had a turkey who was found in the parking lot at a shopping center in some town in the suburbs in New Jersey. A live turkey wandering around, and no one knows where she came from or how she got there. And she was just hanging out, visiting with everyone, really friendly. But it's amazing. Things like that do happen all the time. We have stray animals in New York City constantly. We have goats.
Goats? In New York City?
Yes. They have a lot of live markets and a lot of halal slaughterhouses.
Oh.
Where the animals are selected for slaughter while they're still alive.
Oh.
And one's lucky enough to get away.
Yes, then they usually have like a ritual slaughter kind of thing, and occasionally they will escape. Just very lucky ones.
Yes.
Okay, well, as listeners, what can we do to help?
I definitely encourage anyone who's interested in farm animal issues to visit our website, and it's www.farmsanctuary.org.
Okay.
And there's a lot of information on there about all aspects of farm animal issues and ways to help.
Because there's humane, I guess, more humane ways to slaughter our animals, huh?
Well, it's hard to call any form of slaughter humane, but there are better ways and less good ways. I would have to say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's sad that there's still some very archaic, atrocious ways used.
Yes, definitely.
What are some of those ways? Do you know?
Actually, the biggest example comes with the veal calves and also with piglets. Piglets can be, as long as they're less than a day or two old, can be killed in almost any way.
Oh.
And they're often beaten to death. They're sometimes electrocuted. They're sometimes drowned. And fortunately, many of these methods are actually legal.
Mm-hmm.
Since farm animals are not included in many of the Animal Welfare Acts.
Does Farm Sanctuary work on any legislation to change anything like that?
Yes, we actually, other than our shelter and placement programs, we do have a large legislation department that works on those issues, and we also do a lot of education and a lot of campaigning to try to make people aware of these issues and to try to make some change to help out these animals in need.
Beautiful.
Very good.
You do a good job. FarmSanctuary.org is the website. We'll put a link from AnimalRadio.com. Kate, thanks for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we still have yet to talk about bats, fleas, and yes, turtles. I promised you the turtles. Turtle talk on the way. But I got to tell you, time is running out to get qualified for the no-name giveaway. This package is huge. For me to list everything that's in that package, it takes about 4.5 minutes.
At least.
It includes a Samsung sports camcorder. Let me give you an idea how that package is. All you need to do is send us your empty, spent ink cartridges. When you do that, you get qualified for the no-name giveaway. And for every four that you send us, you get qualified once. You can qualify as many times as you want before the end of September.
But you gotta spend those cartridges. Do a lot of writing on your computer or something like that. Just write X's or something. Just, we need those cartridges.
Right,
yes. Here's the deal. 1-866-405-8405. That's the toll-free number you'll call us at, and we'll send you the cartridges. Or, we'll, excuse me, we'll send you the
postage prepaid envelope.
So that you can send us the cartridges. It's all getting so confusing. The words are all there. You put them in the right order. We'll give you the envelope so you could send us the cartridges free of charge. All you need to do is call us at 1-866-405-8405. That's also the number that we'll explain everything to you at.
Okay.
It's really, the words are there.
Yeah, come on, you can do it.
There's more Animal Radio on the way. And everything I say is at animalradio.com. If you haven't been there to check us out 24 hours a day, I don't know, where have you been anyway, huh?
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condo.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
A city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, Robert.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Very good. You are. Are you the big head turtle at the Sea Turtle Restoration Project?
No, I'm not the head.
Okay. What do you do there?
I'm the Save the Leatherback campaign coordinator.
Save the Leatherback campaign coordinator. Okay, very well. The Leatherback, what kind of turtle? That is a turtle, right?
It is.
Okay, what kind of turtle is that? I mean, what makes that any different than another turtle? What is a Leatherback exactly?
Well, a Leatherback is estimated to be about 100 million years old, and it's a unique sea turtle because it doesn't actually have a shell. It has a thick skin.
Wow.
And they're also the biggest sea turtle and possibly the farthest-ranging sea turtle.
And where would you find one of these?
In virtually every ocean, every part of the ocean.
Really? Okay.
Well, that's the problem, though. Do you still find them?
That's exactly the problem, is that they're on such a significant decline that they're considered possibly the most critically endangered of all sea turtles. And
why? Are people hunting them?
Well, there's still some hunting going on, although it seems to have declined over the last few decades. And some people actually get sick and poisoned when they eat them. But there's a lot of different threats to sea turtles.
And what are these threats?
Well, the biggest one really is industrial fishing. Mm. And that's what really I put my attention to, is focusing on identifying what's called longline fishing. And how it's driving the leatherback sea turtle to the brink of extinction.
Well, they're not actually catching these, are they?
They are indeed catching them.
By accident?
Well, yeah, you could say by accident. They have very long flippers. They're full-size adults can be 9 feet long, weigh 1,500 pounds.
Wow.
And they have very long flippers, so they tend to swim around the same areas where the fish that are being targeted by long lines, tuna, swordfish, and shark, are, and they often get caught up in the lines.
Is there a way to prevent that?
Well, we're calling for a moratorium in the Pacific on longline fishing. We don't think any of the existing technological fixes are actually reducing the catch of the leatherback, and they're so critically endangered in the Pacific that scientists warn they could go extinct in the next 5 to 30 years.
Mm.
Wow, after 100 million years.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so what can a listener do?
Well, I encourage your listeners to go to www.seaturtles.org. We have various action alerts there. You can sign a letter to the United Nations urging them to follow through on calls for a moratorium by over 1,000 scientists from around the world. And we have regular things you can do, regular updates and action alerts, ways to get involved, and you can get on our action alert list at seaturtles.org.
We'll put a link from animalradio.com.
Now, they also seem to have another threat to them, which is MTV. What has MTV done for the sea turtles?
Well, I'll tell you what they did. They shot a new reality show and called The Gauntlet, which is going to premiere in a few weeks, on the most critically important nesting beach for leatherbacks on the island of Tobago in the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
And they essentially set up a huge set right in the middle of the two-month-long nesting season. They destroyed hundreds of eggs, a couple dozen nests, and we're really concerned about the status of leatherback. It's a major critical nesting area for...
What a bunch of Goombas. What can we do besides throwing eggs at MTV?
Well, I encourage your listeners also to send them a letter from our website, and give them a call also and tell them that you're not going to watch their show, The Gauntlet, until they admit the mistake that they made. And
we're not going to watch it anyway. But
yeah.
There's a lot of people out there, you'd be surprised, that are watching those MTV reality shows.
And then these are the young kids that should care about
their future and the animals that will be in their future.
Yeah, so if you're an MTV watcher, let them know that you're not very happy about it. I'm not very happy about that.
Absolutely.
They ruined more than just that, but now they're
yeah, now
they're moving into
threat of animals now.
Nature.
So, yes.
That's right. And, you know, they don't only just have MTV. They have a whole range of other shows like Nickelodeon, Black Entertainment Television, a whole range of networks.
This morning, everyone got to come into work, and they split everyone up. They sent everyone into the viewing room to look at Last Journey for the Leatherback.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent me to the boss's office because I spilled coffee in the equipment over the weekend.
I was telling everybody it just blew up. I didn't tell them it was your fault.
I didn't get to see this, but everybody came out of the viewing room. They really enjoyed this. Is there a way that our listeners can get a hold of this awesome 30-minute DVD?
Absolutely. Last Journey for the Leatherback is our new documentary, and we sell it for $25 to non-members. We're a membership-based organization, so you join, you can get one along with your membership.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
As an extra. And if you're actually interested in setting up public events to show this film, get discussions going, get people activated, I will send you one for free.
Very good.
And we also have an online teacher's kit for those of you who might use it in schools.
We appreciate that. The website, one more time, is seaturtles.org.
That's right.
And we'll put a link up on the Animal Radio website.
Even though that's pretty easy to remember, we appreciate you taking time to spend with us, and we're backing you on your kind of a hard fight to save these wonderful animals.
Thank you so much for having me on.
There's more Animal Radio on the way. Hold on. Unless we go extinct. Keep MTV away.
Yes, keep them away from us.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Once a flea infestation gets established in your environment, it's tough to bring under control. The adult fleas you see on your pet are only 5% of the total flea problem. Adult fleas can emerge quickly when weather conditions are right. This makes pet owners think their flea control products have failed them. Fleas are more than a simple nuisance. They can cause disease in both people and pets.
Flea control products are best used at the proper dose in the proper pet, and keep in mind that may require year-round treatment.
Now your veterinarian can provide control with a very high level of effectiveness. New control methods kill adults and contain insect growth regulators, or IGRs. These compounds make for very effective control at the flea's life cycle.
The best way to get total flea control is with what we call integrated flea control. And that means we're going to use a product that kills the adult fleas as well as the immature fleas.
Dr. Marsden says the appearance of adult fleas on a treated pet may mean you're simply not treating all the life stages. Especially in the face of a record year for flea infestation, now's the time to do it right.
I'm Dr. Jim Humphreys reporting for Animal Radio.
Here at Animal Radio, we get all kinds of good stuff to play with.
Sometimes the first time a product comes out, we're here to test it.
This week, we've been testing out the new SCX105L sports camcorder from Samsung. It is so cool.
It's so small, it's rugged, it's water-resistant, and you can use it in situations that would just pulverize a regular camcorder. You don't need two hands or any hands at all to hold the camera.
Which means you could be driving a vehicle, skateboarding, a tightrope walking, skydiving, conducting criminal sting operations, or even putting the camera on Nike, the studio stunt cat.
Not for the faint of heart.
Finally, we know where he's picking up all those burrs when we let him out in the morning. The SCX105L sports camcorder from Samsung is so easy to hook up to your Mac or PC. I know how you get, like, really sick when people shoot their own videos. It has one of those built-in image stabilizers. Go to your favorite electronics store and tell them you want the SCX105L sports camcorder from Samsung, and you can have it strapped on Fido this afternoon.
Find out who's really digging in that trash, your husband or your dog.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim weight loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Write that on your unk. And hey, you know, we're 24 hours now.
Woohoo!
They figured, you know, after Hal dumped coffee in the board and took us off the air for a couple of days, then why not go 24 hours, 7 days a week? We are your first full-time animal radio channel.
Woohoo!
So when you're done listening to this on your radio station, your favorite radio station, you can go to animalradio.com and hit the link that says Live 365, or you can go to live365.com, keyword search Animal Radio, and listen to us 24 hours a day, you lucky W. There is so much stuff at animalradio.com, by the way. All the information about the summer giveaway, which is coming to the end.
It's been going on for so long, I'm going to miss it.
Well, it'll be back.
Okay.
We have one more announcement.
We'll have to do a winter giveaway.
Well, we do have one one special thing to add to the package before we do the drawing.
Okay.
And you still have plenty of time to get involved. All you have to do is send us your empty ink cartridges. Call us at 1-866-405-8405, and we'll send you the postage-paid container to send us your ink cartridges. That gets you qualified for the no-name giveaway. All that information, by the way, is also at animalradio.com. Everything you've heard today is at animalradio.com. Pets 911, looking for a pet, looking for an animal, looking for a certain breed, at animalradio.com. Unbelievable, huh? And the only class that we have, it's Rayanne Cumulo. She's talking bats, as we
sort of veer off course today, huh? No cats, no dogs, huh? And that's all next, right here on Animal Radio. Stick around. Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on
it. I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that the cat love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free
no.
shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
You know, as we get towards the end of the giveaway, the summer giveaway, the list of everything that's in the big prize package is huge, and it takes about 5 minutes to list everything off, and I'm not going to do that because it just takes too long. I'm not going to waste your time, but I am going to tell you that the last thing that was added comes to us from Hearts and VMX Pet Vantage, the new line of premium dog and cat products from the Hearts Mountain Corporation. They've assembled an amazing prize package for dog lovers, packed with over 24 items guaranteed to please you and your pet. And this canine gift basket includes fragrant shampoos, fun toys, a wide variety of yummy rawhide treats and chews that aid in oral hygiene by reducing plaque and tartar. Even includes an electric toothbrush.
Wow.
And we were talking about this a little earlier, in fact, when the show began, how important it is to take care of your animal's oral hygiene. Just very, very important, because if they get an infection or something, that could send them to the big kitty box, litter box in the sky or something like. You don't want to do that. You got to take care of their teeth, which reminds me, I got to go take care of my little boog's teeth. But first, Rayanne Cumulos and bats.
Welcome to Voice of the Animal. They fly through the gloaming, giving just a touch of weirdness to it by their leathern wings and uncanny squeaks. So the bat was described at the turn of the 20th century. Bats are a very misunderstood creature. It's all those tales about vampires and Dracula. Actually, stories of vampires have been around since Babylonian times, but it was Bram Stoker's 1897 novel Count Dracula that first partnered vampires with the bat. Stoker did base his count on a bloodthirsty Romanian prince from the 15th century, but there are no vampire bats in Europe. However, out of the 900 types of bat, 3 are called vampire bats because they partake of blood meals. But they are so small they could fit in the palm of your hand. They are also incredibly devoted moms to their bat pups and will sacrifice themselves if necessary to save other members of their colony. If you were an important person in the Incan civilization of Peru, you wore a headdress made of vampire bat hair. And maybe that is where the whole bats tangled in hair fable came from, because bats are actually far too acoustically sophisticated to fly into your hair. Bats navigate through echolocation, a high-frequency sound the bat emits, which bounces back to help him distinguish insects in the air. Some bats can even detect the footsteps of grasshoppers and lizards. Bats are found in deep caves and dark places, one reason they are associated with the underworld and death. People of medieval times thought bats were miniature dragons. The House of the Bat was one of the regions in Mayan culture that had to be crossed to reach the land of the dead. In the Odyssey, Homer likens the voice of bat to the cry of ghost. The bat is a symbol of good luck and happiness in China. The god of happiness is often represented as a bat, and when he is depicted in human form, his robes are adorned with bats. Long ago, a princess of Samoa presented a pair of flying foxes, a type of bat, as a gift of love to the king of Tonga. To this day in Tonga, flying foxes are considered sacred and no one is allowed to harm them, as they are the official property of the king. When the hero twins of Navajo myth find themselves trapped on a high cliff, a small old woman comes to their rescue. It is Bat Woman, who puts the twins into the pockets of her wings and takes them safely down. promising she will be useful to the people in the future and help them. And she does. Forget the citronella candles and expensive mosquito zappers. One little brown bat can eat between 600 to 1,000 insects an hour. These shy, hard-working creatures also render great service by devouring the number one crop pest in the United States, the corn earworm moth. The Incan people of Peru valued bat guano so highly as an agricultural fertilizer that anyone who harmed a bat was punished by death. In the late 19th century, the U.S. government even offered free land to anyone who discovered guano deposits. So important was this fertilizer to the American farmer. It was the bats who discovered the spectacular cave system that is Carlsbad Caverns National Park. What appeared to be a huge column of smoke rising from the desert plain every evening was actually, upon investigation, millions of bats spiraling out into the twilight sky. In the movie Batman Begins, a young Bruce Wayne finds himself covered with bats. He is terrified of them, yet later confronts his fears, transmuting himself into Batman, complete with all the gifts of bat. You are neither batty nor have bats in your belfry if you appreciate the bat. Thanks to bats, we have a comic book hero, a gorgeous national park, and an adorable foe to the mosquito. Holy cave critters, Batman! Visit us on the World Wide Web at voiceoftheanimal.org. For Voice of the Animals, this is Rayanne Cumulos.
Red hot bat guano here. Get your red hot bat guano.
Hey, we have bats in our neighborhood. Good thing. They're eating the mosquitoes.
Hey, they won't get in your hair.
They haven't yet.
Well, they won't.
They
won't. She just said they won't.
Good.
She won't. But she says that she... Let me tell you, if there's one thing that's really accurate about this show, it's Rayanne Cumulos.
She tells it like it is.
Really, it is. And if you want more Animal Radio, you can head on over to animalradio.com. Hear more Rayanne Cumulos. And if you get an animal this week,
spay or neuter.
You know why? Because there's too many animals in the shelters that are being put to sleep simply because they have no home.
And you don't have to purchase any animals. There's plenty at your local shelter. And if you're looking for a specific breed, go to that breed rescue on the website.
And
if you don't find it.
Yeah, if you're not internet literate, if you don't know, if you're not computer savvy, find someone that is. They can find you the animal that you're looking for. Because there's so many being put to sleep. Help us in our fight to end homeless animals.
Yes.
We don't need those. Every animal needs a home. We'll see you next week for more Animal Radio. Between now and then, check us out at animalradio.com. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.